T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's do headlines here before we run out of time. Headlines here with Alejandro Solana and a tucked-in shirt.
These headlines are sponsored by Gulf Miami-Dade.
Just sent it right back to Appel's thread. I am going to get crushed now.
I have it.
Did you find it?
Yeah,
it's funny as hell, right? I'm going to send it to you guys.
That's the Norwegian Cruise Line cruise director,
right?
Todd.
That is exactly it. That is exactly it.
Todd. Gulf Miami-Dade, 5 convenient courses. You
Wait
can book
you
your tee
this.
Time
it's coming
today.
Coming in on your text machine right now.
GulfMiamiDade.com. Last night, Thursday Night Football, Washington beat New York 30-29. Really was a wild fourth quarter and ending. Washington, their kicker misses a 40-something yard field goal. New York was offside. He gets another shot at it, and he buries it. 30-29 was the final score.
Yeah, we had the Giants plus 3.5, so we covered and we won our bet. But, man, what a brutal loss for Will Manso and Steve Goldstein's New York Giants.
Catch a stiff to the wrong wagon,
Speaking
man.
Speaking of Goldstein, did you see the news yesterday on the Florida Panthers? Did you see that, Solana?
I didn't.
The TNT released their schedule. TNT is doing NHL games this year. I think ESPN as well. There's not a single Panthers game out of 50 TNT games. A team that's really good, the Panthers.
Yeah.
Zero. And Barry Jackson tweeted out yesterday, the Panthers get no games on ABC, ESPN, or TNT in the network's first year of the contract. They've got 8 games on Hulu. That was the national exposure that the Panthers got from this TV schedule. 8 games on Hulu. And then Barry Jackson points out also the Heat with no ABC games, the Finns with no games in what's considered to be the most prestigious NFL package, which is NBC on Sunday nights. Barry points out 3 good teams omitted from real national schedules.
You know what? I want to be mad, but I don't think those billion-dollar companies make mistakes.
Well, I would say this. I think the Heat would be a draw on ABC. I think that's a mistake. I think the Dolphins and Tua would be a draw on Sunday Night Football. I think the Dolphins have a huge amount of national recognition. It's hard to argue the Panthers being nationally relevant. Yeah. As good as they are, I don't think a lot of people know of the Florida Panthers. They're never in the playoffs.
But even, like, Miami's a gigantic market. I guarantee the damn Lightning in a little itty-bitty Tampa market.
Well, but they're Stanley Cup champions.
Like, the championship side of it.
Sure, no. If you're a winner, you're a winner.
Yeah, that's what – I just don't know. I always use, you know, Washington State because it's the farthest away from us. Are Panther fans in Washington State really waiting to see what the Florida Panthers are this week?
No.
That's
– But the only thing I'm saying is they have, as everyone who follows hockey will agree, a really good roster. They should be very good and very relevant. And,
all-stars, not just you got in because you have to have one, legit all-stars and a Hall of Fame coach.
Yep.
That's why I'm just like, ooh, ABC, ESPN, all these stations didn't bid and didn't want them on there. It makes me think. That's the one thing.
I guarantee had the Panthers beaten the Lightning in the playoffs last year,
sure.
Even if they lose in the second round, they beat the defending Stanley Cup champions in what would have been obviously a super dramatic series.
Yep.
Had the Panthers overcome that, 3-1 deficit, they're at least scheduled for a couple, maybe one or two
give
national
Give me one TNT game. One TNT out of 50 games, give me one Panthers game. You got to put me on Hulu? Where do I even get that? I got to go to – where do I go for that? The UPS store? My mailbox? What? Who's got the Hulu channel? What is that?
Sound like me now.
I know, yeah.
Get no damn NFL Network. You know what? It makes me think about the Dolphins. They had the Patriots having – everybody has the Patriots. They do power rankings ranked over the Dolphins. Not just right over them, a number of spots over the Dolphins if you break down the 32 teams. We go to New England and whoop their ass. They're still ranked over us and everything. Like, just that national respect I don't think is there. And since the Big Three broke up, I don't know if that run to the finals out of the Heat really swung people on the Heat down here. I don't think it did – I don't think the nation was as excited about the Heat as we are down here.
Somebody texts in, Panthers and Lightning matchup, though, would be a good TNT game or ESPN game because those games have been so exciting and you know, whatever. Yeah. Now I'm not going to get bogged down on a football Friday. Go ahead, Solana. What else you got?
The big news today really is Dolphins wide receiver Will Fuller. Remember, he was suspended week one, was supposed to play, as far as we were concerned,
yep,
on Sunday. But Brian Flores today confirming, after Will Fuller not spotted at practice yesterday, confirming he is out Sunday versus Buffalo for personal reasons. And Flores was kind of asked about the future of Will Fuller on the Dolphins moving forward. He says Fuller will remain on the roster at this time.
Yeah, he would not confirm that Fuller will play this season. It was an odd deferral. He says, one day at a time, he has my support. Things happen. When they happen, they're not part of normal every day. It's a surprise from that standpoint. He's dealing with it. We'll support him. Yeah. So, sounds like something serious.
That's what I went with when you read it earlier.
Yeah.
Here's your NFL schedule. 1 p.m., Dolphins-Bills on Sunday. The pregame show with Channing Crowder begins 9 a.m. Eastern time here in Miami. The Jets, they'll play the Patriots. They'll host the Patriots, 1 p.m. kickoff as well. And then your Sunday night football game, Ravens-Chiefs, Kansas City marches in to Baltimore, a one-point favorite.
Don't forget, you can hear the Dolphins game on 560 QAM. You can hear the Hurricanes game tomorrow on 560 QAM. That's an 8 a.m. pregame, right?
Yes.
Because it's a noon kickoff.
8 a.m. pregame, that's a noon kickoff, number 24 Miami hosting State.
I think the Canes-Michigan State game is on ABC tomorrow, right? Isn't it the national game on ABC?
I'm not sure if it's the national game on ABC.
I think it is. Steven says, yeah. Steven says, yeah.
It is. I know UF, Alabama, that's on ABC, 3:30 mm-hmm. p.m. Last I saw Florida, a 15-point underdog at home.
It was at 14.5.
I think it's 13.5. I saw 14.5. If it keeps going up, I'm going to consider betting Florida, quite honest.
If we hit 17, go Florida with the points.
No, it's 14.5 still.
Okay.
That half, though, is a killer. That hook. The hook kills you.
If it goes up some more,
we'll ask Lee Sterling. Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment, so we can ask him what his play is going to be on that game.
Marlins open their three-game series versus the Pirates tonight. 7:10 p.m. is your first pitch from Lone Depot Park. Inter Miami, they host the New York Red Bulls 7 p.m., looking to climb back up into the Eastern Conference standings. Finally, guys, a genetics company called Colossal have raised $15 million to try to use DNA to bring back woolly mammoths.
I saw that story.
What for? How much money?
Seems like a bad idea. We've all seen Jurassic Park. We really want, hey, going to be late coming in. There's a woolly mammoth on 95, and I everyone's trying to get off on State Road 84. And I,
is it going to solve any issues?
Yeah.
What? No. What's a woolly mammoth walking around going to help us with?
The lack of woolly mammoths. By the way, $15 million.
I mean, $15 million.
$15 million. They spared no expense.
You woke up one Saturday. You woke up and said, "Hoo, if I could see a woolly mammoth."
I'm sure someone has.
No, they haven't. I
mean, not me, but I'm sure someone has.
Are we allowed to eat them?
I don't know.
If they bring them back, can we eat them?
I think it tastes a little gamey. Now, that's a crazy calzone ID. What do you want, pepperoni? Nah, I'll take woolly mammoth.
Woolly mammoth. A little cheetah on the side. Get the hell out of here, a woolly mammoth.
They're going to try to make a mammoth-elephant hybrid first, though, which I'm extremely excited about.
Sure.
You know what?
I think we all are.
I'm ready to make fun of them, but I love that damn liger at the at the little parrot jungle.
Right, but those are two currently living creatures that have mated. This would be bringing one back from prehistoric times. When's the last time woolly mammoths were on the earth?
I believe it was...
he was going to try.
I was amazed that he was going to give an answer. I couldn't believe it. I said, this mofo is going to give an answer like he knows. Thank you for pulling the plug.
I said, I believe it was, and both your eyes just opened
up. I couldn't believe. And I thought you were going to say something like the 1960s. Like, I figured you don't know.
53.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Alana?
10,000 years ago, by the way, I'm reading. 10,000 years ago is what I'm reading here. Let's get to our weather from the Demesmond Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now in Miami. Tonight, the lows are going to drop to around the mid-70s, around 84 degrees right now. That's your weather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.